WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An Israeli government official telling ABC News that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was surprised by President Biden's ceasefire proposal released on Friday, saying they were not told the president would be addressing the issue, but only hostage negotiations. A senior U.S. official, meanwhile, says that they engaged Israelis at multiple levels, but wouldn't say whether Netanyahu was briefed about the proposed plan to end the war in Gaza. Residents in northwest Atlanta going more than a day without water following a break in two water mains.
We apologize profusely for this disruption to life in the city of Atlanta.
Mayor Andre Dickens says the outage is lasting longer than expected, but bottled water is being made available. The University of Virginia agreeing to a $9 million settlement over the 2022 shooting on campus that killed three football players and wounded two other students. The shooting happened as UVA football players returned to campus on a bus from a field trip. This is ABC News. Federal health officials confirming a third human case of bird flu. Officials say a cow likely infected a Michigan dairy worker who is the first to show respiratory symptoms.
Scientists are ramping up vaccine testing to prevent bird flu transmission between cows and people as the CDC confirms a third rare human case in the U.S. Federal health authorities investing millions to limit the spread among livestock. The USDA announcing an additional $800 million in emergency aid for testing, virus surveillance, developing bird flu vaccine for livestock, and food safety studies.
That's ABC's Phil Lipoff, the dairy worker, now receiving antiviral medication and recovering at home. Triple-A baseball catcher Peyton Henry has been released from the hospital after he went down during a game in Syracuse, New York Friday when he was hit in the back of the head by a batter's backswing. Henry was on set on social media that he's doing well and hopes to recover as quickly as possible. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit destinationswisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Good evening, Wisconsin. Welcome to Civic Media and Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr, hold it down the fort for you. Good evening to those of you listening in Amory, Wisconsin, WLAK 107.5 FM, 1260 AM. And hello, Oshkosh. Lovely to have you along as well on air support, WISS FM 98.3. And we're, of course, broadcasting live from the Mad Radio Studios here in Madison. Let's do a double dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Two from the Dub Foundation. This first one is with Ja Boogie and Dub Foundation. Latest music from them, actually, is called Rendezvous. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
So let's come together, let's rendezvous. We can meet again. rendezvous.
Maxine Cost Civic Media, we are local music. That is Dub Foundation with Job Boogie and Captain Smooth. Yes, Captain Smooth. Manifesting Dub, Rendezvous with Job Boogie and Dub Foundation before that. Double Dip, kick off the hour here on Civic Media. GBK, Rocker, and Terry Barr wishing you a happy Saturday evening. Hope you're doing well wherever you are and wherever you're listening to Civic Media tonight. Rocker, we still got plenty of show on the horizon. What's coming up, brother?
Let's see. Tonight still we have Mary Rose Eckberg, director of Make Music Madison. She'll be in 7:30. Shane Christopher Neal, his new show, Indie 45. That'll be on Max Inc. Sundays. Bar Notes with Terry Barr.
Me.
She'll be telling us what's going on around the state.
Oh, yeah.
Penelope's Thrill. Tim Walsh will be in at 8:30 and live in the lair with Brian Bethke coming all the way down from Eau Claire.
That's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. I'm subbing for Rob Roberts tonight for Max Inc. After Hours, so I'm here until midnight for you.
Woo!
Kind of.
Understood.
Virtually.
Okay. Yeah. You do what you got to do.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Would love to have you part of our show tonight. Tell us what's happening. We didn't get any calls about No Mo May, so no calls for No Mo May. I still have to mow tomorrow. If anybody would like to mow my yard tomorrow, come on.
Yeah, no. Sorry.
So we're talking about Atwood Fest.
Yes.
It was long. It was a stretch there, you know. We were talking about Atwood Fest. We're revealing the lineup at Atwood Fest for the 10-year anniversary rocker. And it is the 10-year anniversary of Atwood Fest in its current form, correct?
That's right. It's almost 40 plus years. I forget what the 40 plus years are now, as Atwood Summerfest. And then in 2014, it turned into Atwood Fest.
And how long you've been associated with Atwood Fest or booking the bands?
I started booking the bands, Jimmy, with Atwood Summerfest in 2002.
2002.
Wow.
2002.
Time
yes.
is such a weird thing, isn't it?
Yes.
It's literally part of your family. Like, your whole family, like, pitches in.
Yeah,
helps.
It's true.
I mean, Mama Rocker, of course, retired, but for years, she made the food for the bands.
That's right. Starting in 2002, she started making, she got famous for making her meatballs and her spaghetti, you know? Yeah. We grew up with Italian food as a kid. And she brought that, and she would bring her turkey sandwiches, our famous gravy and all that kind of stuff to the backstage. And the bands all got to know her, and she knew all the bands. But I grew up kind of backstage, and my mom ran the bar at Sunset Bowl out in Waukesha. So, you know, all those bands that played that place, national and local, I kind of grew up as a little
trick.
Kid backstage.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap Trick.
She was there when I think they were signed.
Ruby Star.
Bad Boy.
Bad Boy, yeah. Moxie Rocks. All those guys were good buds of mine when
I
was a kid.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. So let's reveal some more bands and where they're playing. We're going to do the Saturday lineup on the Luther Allison stage, Rocker.
The Luther Allison stage is going to be at Winnebago and Atwood Avenue, right at the corner where it normally is there. Mm-hmm. And you know what? If you really want to get a good backstage view of Jimmy this year running the stage, you sit in the window at Wedge, right? The new place where the One Barrel is, and they have they have like an open window to the bar, and you can sit in there. You could be eating cheese.
That.
You could be playing backgammon and watching Jimmy announce bands from stage on the Luther Allison stage this year.
It's not just me, too. I mean, that backstage is the best backstage ever, minus the food. But I got to give a shout out to my brother E-Dub because he comes. He's the one that makes the gravy smooth.
Yep. That's right.
Yep. You too. You're good partners.
So, Jimmy, the stage that you will be the MC of, presented by the Alchemy Cafe, we're going to open things up at noon with Cruisin' Round.
Yes.
A great local band. We've been playing their music here on Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Americana.
Right after that, a special band from Spain.
What?
Sia Tolno and Afro Dead. So Sia Tolno, she's actually from Africa, and she lives in Spain. And so she works with the band Afrobeat, Alma's Afrobeat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they combine to do Grateful Dead music, like reggae style, with her singing. It's the craziest thing you ever heard.
It's good.
That sounds fun.
It's a really, really good. Sia Tolno and Afro Dead.
I remember the Alma
Afrobeat.
Afrobeat. Alma Afrobeat. They were at Atwood.
That's right. A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Yep. Same group of characters and with Sia Tolno. Elizabeth Mary Band, Jimmy. After Sia Tolno, we'll have the Elizabeth Mary Band. Last year we had the duo, Elizabeth Mary and her husband, Paul Schluter. But this time we'll have the whole dang band, which will be pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It'll be pretty rocking. Going to be a good time. And that's going to be followed by this blues-infused southern rock and roll of Parker Barrow.
Hmm.
Parker Barrow is going to be coming in from Nashville.
I feel like I know him.
It's a him and her.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yes, and they're really, really good.
Okay.
Parker Barrow, you can look them up on, they've got lots of stuff. Great national band. So that's going to round that day out on the Luther Allison stage.
All right, say the lineup one more time for us. This is Saturday at the Luther Allison stage.
Cruisin' Round, Sia Tolno and Afro Dead, Elizabeth Mary Band, and Parker Barrow.
That's a pretty good lineup for a Saturday at Atwood Fest last weekend in July. It's free. It's community. It's awesome. Elizabeth Mary, now Breathing Girl on Max Up Radio.
This is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
I can see that you're sad and hurting. Your dreams and plans have come undone. Nobody's nice and nothing's fun. And bullies have you wishing you could fly off in a single bound. Find your steel, don't back down. You don't have to wear a cape and tights. is right. Be your own superhero when the sun doesn't shine. Part those clouds, make way for the light. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh, be your own superhero. I used to sulk at my pity party, couldn't leave, couldn't find the door, till I learned what my eyes were for. Discovered I had X-ray vision. I could see to the other side through the fear in dark disguise. Find your wings and trust your might. Don't fill your pockets up with kryptonite. Be your own superhero when the sun doesn't shine. For the light. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh, be your own superhero. There'll be days when the forces of evil try to bring you down. Shine, part those clouds, make way for the light. Ooh, yeah. You've got heart, you've got muscle, you've got nothing to hide. Have no fear, oh, be your own superhero.
Maxine, Civic Media. I always forget that song has some sort of weird ending to it. I got to get rid of that. Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets. And Be Your Own Superhero on Maxine, Civic Media. We are local music. Elizabeth Mary before that with Breathe In Girl. Rocker Elizabeth Mary playing the Luther Allison stage.
Jimmy, sometimes on radio you got to correct your mistakes, right?
Uh-oh. What happened?
We started with the Luther Allison stage with Sunday.
Oh, that was Sunday night.
Sunday
that was
Sunday night. So
I looked up, and as you were saying, yeah, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah, Sunday.
But, okay.
Yeah, you're
we'll
right.
We'll start with Sunday, and we'll move backwards
later.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay.
That's okay. So,
Elizabeth Mary.
So we already did Sunday.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Sunday. And all those other bands you mentioned are on Sunday.
Yes.
That's right.
It's a good lineup. Just know it's an awesome lineup. Do you need my Saturday lineup, even though you told me not to look at it?
We'll do that later on. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Happy Pride, by the way, everybody. Today is June 1st.
Yep.
It is the celebration of Pride Month. It's also Dairy Month here in the state of Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
I'll drink all the chocolate shakes as I can.
And I'll eat the cheese curds.
June in Madison is just so wonderful. It's like the Memorial Day, the unofficial start of summer.
Correct.
Of course, we got the first day of summer coming up here in June.
Yep.
It's just the flowers are out. And it's a great time to be outside, go camping, get out in the lakes.
It just feels like festival season, doesn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. It really does.
I love it.
Marquette Riverfront, that starts next weekend.
Yahara Park.
Ooh.
Yahara Park. Marquette Waterfront Festival.
And I guess this is Madison, and we know all the cities that we have our show on. They're all doing the same thing too. Tons and tons of festivals going on.
Oh, this is the time of year for
it
festivals.
It is because we are in Wisconsin.
Yes.
We got Mary Rose Ekberg. She just stepped in the studio. We're going to have a chat with her in just a couple of minutes about Make Music Madison. It happens on June 21st, a Friday
this year.
And
that's an official day of summer, the summer solstice. Well,
that's why it's Make Music Madison Day.
Exactly.
Or Make Music Day all around the world, actually. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk with Mary Rose about that a little bit later on. And, of course, Brian Bethke is live in the lair tonight at 9 o'clock. Super excited about that. Tomorrow here on Max Inc., Sunday night, I'll be here from 6 to 8 live. We got Shane Christopher Neal kicking off the Indy 45 show tomorrow. I'm really excited about the show, Rocker and Terry, because it's going to feature independent music from around America and also Canada.
So, like other people's local bands.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
So,
okay.
And Shane's a great guy. We're going to meet him tonight. Mm-hmm. We've worked with him in the past. We'll tell that story later on.
Good guy.
Okay. And then also tomorrow, it's Max Inc. Heavy at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I'll be hosting, subbing in for M. Shell. But M. Shell does have an interview with Milwaukee Buster Daisy. And also, I'm going to start the show out with a double dip of brand new Lords of the Trident.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
The new album from Lords of the Trident hasn't even been released yet, except if you're a Patreon subscriber to Lords.
So, are you a Patreon subscriber?
Well, I have the CD. Yes, I am. So I'm,
and you have a really cool shirt.
And I have the Lord shirt. Which,
yeah, we're kind of digging this Lords of the Trident shirt that Jimmy K is on.
Do you think, let me ask you two, do you think there could be any more text on this shirt?
No, but I think I'm going to have to take a photo and show
give
it off for you. Oh,
it.
Yeah.
It's like a
yeah.
book.
It is. It's very cool.
It is a book on my belly.
Pure power metal. On Jimmy's belly.
So don't think people are weird if they're reading your belly.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm worried about, actually. If I'm walking down State Street, somebody going to grab me and say, I got to read your shirt?
Uh-huh.
It's changed the whole meaning of free belly rubs.
Oh, dear. 844-967-2789. Let's talk about Make Music Madison. That's coming up next to Max Inc. Radio.
Here in great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
I'm Ann.
And I'm Dave.
We're the hosts of Our House Concerts, and we've been presenting concerts in our 100-year-old bungalow and in our backyard on Madison's Near East Side for more than a decade. We recently hosted our 90th concert.
And we love supporting musicians and sharing music with our audiences. Come on over to Our House and join us for a house party with great friends, great music, and lots of cold beer.
Here's what's coming up this spring and summer in our backyard. Saturday, July 20th, we've got blues guitarist Ruth Wyand from North Carolina.
And on Saturday, August 10th, Mike Vitale, a singer-songwriter from L.A., comes into town.
Email us at anndave, A-N-N-E-D-A-V-E, at chorus.net. Or text 608-335-7909 to reserve your seats and get all the info.
See you at our house.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy to have you along. Original local music from Wisconsin. By the way, congratulations to all the bands and the people that won a whammy at the 2024 Whammies, including Max Inc. Podcast.
Yay!
Podcast of the year.
I'm so proud.
That's really cool.
That's a great job. You post all the podcast, Rocker. You put a lot of time and effort of those, and we appreciate that. Congratulations.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Call or text us in the Civic Media app. Make Music Madison is happening Friday, June 21st here in Madison. Make Music Day is happening worldwide. And here in the studio with us to tell us a little bit about it is our good friend Mary Rose Ekberg. Mary, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be back.
We are so happy to have you.
Did you mow your lawn in May? Geez.
Oh, this is a great question.
It sure is.
So technically, I weed whacked my lawn because by the time I got to it, it was so tall. But I did, but it was like... It was last weekend, so I held out as long as I could until it was like past my knee. Yeah, it was past my knee, so there was no mowing because it was not possible to mow at that point. It was too tall, but yeah, and I did actually keep quite a bit of it because I reseeded my whole lawn last year with clover, so I kept some patches that are beautiful, like red and purple and white clover. So
I want the clover because then you don't have to mow over the clover.
Yeah,
and plus it retains water and the soil. Yeah,
It was. I'm happy I made the transition. So
nice. You have to give me some. Tips on the clover.
And then you tell me what she tells you because I want to do that too.
Let's take a class.
Let's get rid of it.
A clover class.
Yeah, I like
Mary Rose Ekberg.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's fun. It's a test case. It's kind of wild. I planted a lot of different stuff, but I'm liking it. It's beautiful.
Now, will you commit to no mow October?
I don't know. October? Why are we doing October also for the same reasons?
Yeah.
For pollinators?
Why?
Okay.
Why waste the gas?
Sure.
That's,
Well, all my equipment is electric, so there's that too.
So perfect.
Don't waste any gas. But yeah. Oh. It's all battery operated.
So, Mary Rose, there's some big news that I saw on social media the other day that the deadline for registration has been extended for Madison. For Make Music Madison. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we decided to extend it until end of day Monday, June 3rd. We're hoping to get a few more venues and performers on board. We just want to make this the biggest year ever. And we realized that, why end something on the weekend when you can wait until the week to end it?
Exactly.
Perfect procrastination.
Yeah. I mean, it works because I know that there's some folks that participate every year that are just, taking their time getting into the system. And, and we are doing things a little bit different this year as well, we're allowing people to continue booking their shows basically up until the day before. In the past, we always said everything has to be in the system, including like shows have to be confirmed by June 1st. But the reason that we kind of don't really need to do that anymore is once we know the venues and we know which venues need permits, we'll get the permits. But whether or not, if there's already a venue set up and you're adding in a performer and a gap in your schedule, that doesn't change the permit.
True.
So we're letting people continue to plan. And I think that'll be helpful, especially for the performers, because a lot of them kind of come on a little bit later. Because of great promos like this, where they're now learning about it and they're like, oh my God, I want to get involved.
Totally. Yeah. And it's a Friday. So I'm sure because it's a Friday, so many musicians may have shows or may not, or they're just waiting to figure out what their schedule is.
Exactly.
So they can slide into Make Music Madison as well.
Yeah. And Friday is a great day to have a big event like this, but it doesn't mean that there's there's a lot going on already. And so we also, are constantly trying to tell people, hey, if you already have an event going on, just register it in our system. You don't have to, if you already have a show book, just schedule it in there, and then people know what's going on, and just more audience.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I know we just registered our stage, and I'm still doing some booking for things. Mm-hmm. But as I registered it, people have already been emailing. We see you got a stage.
Exciting.
Like to play.
Good.
Yeah. I'm so happy you guys are hosting at the Forum. It's an awesome spot, and it's going to be great to have that activated. And we just really want to make sure that, all of State Street from one end to another has like something going on. So I'm really grateful to you guys for hosting that spot because it's a prime location, and it'll be nice to have some good, solid music there that day.
Top of State Street.
Yep.
Are you able to tell who you have booked so far?
Sure, we can. Oh, I think we can.
Yeah.
We can go ahead.
I want to hear too. Yeah.
This is what starts off at 5 to 6 because there's an a cappella show. I decided we'll go with something like slinky and nice and kind of quiet, but really good. Sarah,
you just had. Great.
We just had her here. Awesome. We discovered her because
our
of Mary Rose.
I know. Oh, that's great.
She's one of my new favorites.
Oh, yeah. We got to have her on. She's awesome.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
And then we're going to have the Katie Scullin Band.
Awesome.
The full band.
The band.
And then a real special one. We had these guys at Atwood Fest a couple of years ago. They made a really big stink out there.
I thought this was a typo, but it's real, huh?
Bout a Cheetah.
Wow. Jeez.
They're going to be coming in here from out of town
wow,
to play this special
awesome.
Show. It's going to be really amazing. Yeah, really good band. Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's exciting.
Time to take that day off, everybody. Take that day off.
And there's literally hundreds of venues and around the city of Madison. Yeah. What are some of the key ones? Like we mentioned the one that's going to be on the square that we're going to be hosting.
Yep.
I know Peace Park is down here on State Street is huge.
Yep, the Business Improvement District hosts at Peace Park. Overture is hosting a Kids in the Rotunda show this year with some of my favorite, I used to run that program, some of my favorite Kids in the Rotunda artists. And then outside of downtown, we have, you know, places like Mother Fools that host every year that are kind of like classic spots for us. We have a lot of parks that host communities, just community members that just take on hosting in parks. So like, for instance, Rennebaum Park is one where there's always jazz music there every year hosted by Alex Saludos. And then Hilda Mall is hosting. They actually this year are going kind of big. They're hosting three sites this year. So there's
really?
Yeah. So Metcalf's Farley's House of Pianos is going to provide a piano for people to play at what is now, I mean, Metcalf's has turned, has changed hands, ownership hands, but they'll
we'll
be hosting
always
there.
Call it Metcalf's.
And then they're going to host in the green space that's right in front of like the Apple store and in their little like plaza further down. So they're going to have three sites all day.
Wow.
And then we also, of course, have, you know, we have sites like all the way down Atwood. We have like Lucier Education, Community Education Center is hosting this year, which is great, out on the west side. So we really try to make sure that every community is participating, every neighborhood.
Yeah.
So Penn Park is going to be hosting the Cashbox Kings again this year,
which is awesome. Warner Park has
Warner Park
going on,
has
right?
a big event going on that's hosted by Witkins Realty in partnership with Fox 47. And they've got like, I think they have bands from, I want to say like 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that.
Wow.
For like most of the day.
Yeah.
So we've got some really great sort of anchor spaces. But the wonderful thing about this event is that you can kind of build it to whatever you want. If you just want to get on your bike and explore your neighborhood, you could do that. Or if you want to walk your neighborhood. Or if you want to go to a different, you know, use this as an opportunity to explore a new neighborhood, you can do that too. Like, the first time I was ever on Monroe Street was actually, I went to the Monroe Street Commons area, you know, shortly after I'd moved here to see a Make Music Day event.
Oh,
so,
that's
you know,
awesome.
That's what got me to that side of town. So you can use it for whatever, you know, you want to that
day. And for someone who hasn't gone, they shouldn't be surprised if they're cruising around the city and they hear music coming from someone's porch or someone's garage because those
balcony.
Are all,
a
and
boat?
Sometimes those are just, those are some of the best shows.
Yeah, they're great. And I want people to both not be surprised and also to be excited and celebratory and delighted.
Yes.
And not be upset about having live music everywhere all day.
And as a venue, if you're hosting in your house or on your front yard or something like that, sign up at makemusicmadison.org.
Yep.
Become a venue. That way there's a permit issued and you're golden and you don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if anybody hassles you can just contact us and I'll deal with it.
Lucky you.
Yes.
How does that work out?
Well, thank you for that.
Actually, surprisingly well. Last year, we didn't get a single complaint on the day of from anybody in the whole city with
and this
know,
is
600
Madison.
And some odd events. I know, in Madison, of all places. Yeah.
How many shows do you think you have booked this year? I think 700 was the record last year?
Yeah, 630 last year was, or 627 was, I think, what we hit last year. So this, right now, I have like a little over 30 shows I need to confirm. And once those are confirmed in the next couple of hours, we'll have about 515 shows.
Nice.
So we're close.
We need like 150 more shows between now until the, you know, we let people continue to book their shows. Once they're in the system, you can keep booking until the 20th of June, pretty much. That way you can make sure it's in the system for the day before. Don't wait that long. Get in the system as soon as possible because then people will find you and plan their day around you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I think, I'm optimistic that we're going to at least break our record from last year because a lot of people wait till the last minute to get their shows booked.
And let's talk about the website real quick because it's super easy, super intuitive. It's like we've talked about this before. It's kind of like a dating site. Swipe left on the swipe right or left on the bands or the venue or whatever the case is. Talk about the website and how easy it is.
Yeah, so we have a great matchmaking platform. So you can register as a venue or register as a musician, and then you can search to find, you know, if you're a musician who wants to play between 5 to 6 p.m. and you have to have a PA system and you want to be in a specific neighborhood, you can search and filter by all those things so you can find the right spot. Venues, the same thing. They can search based off of like a specific genre if they're looking for, you know, a specific thing, or they can search, you know, for like bands that don't require a PA system because maybe they're not providing one. And then you can communicate in the system, and then once both sides confirm, it comes to us to finalize, to make sure that the, you know, that they've been connecting and that everything's on the same page. And then once we hit the magic button, it goes on our website automatically.
Ooh,
so people can find it. So
yeah. It is pure magic.
Mary Rose Eckberg from Make Music Madison is happening June 21st here in Madison, June 21st all across the country, all across the world. It's really a special day to celebrate the first day of summer, and also celebrate live music in our communities.
And it's only 20 days away.
I know.
How about
close.
That all of a sudden?
Rocker, can you give us the details one more time on the stage for Max Inc. Radio at the top of State Street on the Capitol Square?
Max Inc. Radio stage at Make Music Madison, presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio 92.7 FM, located at the top of State Street in the public space called The Forum. That's between Ian's Pizza and the Veterans Museum. We're partnering with Dane Arts, Make Music Madison, Music Makes a Difference, and Ian's Pizza. They're going to feed the bands. Featuring music from 12 to 9 p.m. with the music of Sarah, Katie Scullin Band, and Boda Cheetah at night. And we'll announce what we're going to have during the day a little later on.
Ooh, more
going to be a great time.
That's a great set. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing.
Mary Rose Eckberg, thank you so much for doing what you
thanks
do.
Thanks for having
you're
me,
awesome.
Guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for helping to get the word out.
You're welcome. Come back anytime. We'll probably ask you back at least one more time.
Awesome.
We'll do that. Katie Scullin, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
The whole band.
Mm-hmm. We'll do some Katie Scullin right now, the whole band. We're going to talk more Atwood Fest here coming up soon. And plus, live in the lair with Brian Bethke is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Just changing shapes. Don't forget from where you came.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, we are local music. 7,000 Apart started a fire. Katie Scullin Band before that with Bloom. That's the, I think that's, where's that from? Hang on. I'm sorry. That's from 2022, from the Bloom album. All right. Jimmy K, Rocker, Terry Barr hanging out with you. We are revealing the Atwood Fest lineup. And we're at Saturday on the Luther Allison stage, Rocker.
Jimmy, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate quickly Sunday for the Luther Allison stage before we get in. So Sunday, July 28th on the Luther Allison stage, we already revealed this, Cruising Round, Sia Tolno and Afro Dead, Elizabeth Mary Band, and Parker Barrow. But now we'll get to the Saturday night lineup for the Luther Allison stage presented by the Alchemy Cafe. We're going to open right after Convergence with Panoramic Steel, Panchromatic Steel.
Now, we did that last year, too, and it was the perfect blend from the Convergence.
Oh, that's
awesome. It was the Brazilian band, Fajol Fajol, last year.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And now this year, Panchromatic Steel, which is cool because, you know, Hamphibians is a giant part of Convergence, and part of Hamphibians also plays in Panchromatic Steel.
So they'll take everybody right to the stage.
They're like eight or nine-piece steel pan drum band.
And before we, the Convergence, especially last year it was done perfectly. It ended right in the stage, and there was a ton of people out there. It was beautiful.
It will end exactly the same way this year at noon with Panchromatic Steel. After Panchromatic Steel, Moonglow, a great jam band from the Fox Valley. And then one of Jimmy's favorite bands, The Flavor That Kills. Mad City Rockers, they're going to be jamming it up. That's at 3:15. Then 5 o'clock, Horace Green, another Fox Valley band. Great jammers from up there. I think they're Appleton guys.
Okay, yeah.
And I found this guy that just kind of moved to Madison. He's kind of a crazy national artist. Now he's here, and we got him. Mojo Perry. He plays like cigar box guitar.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's going to be a really good show. Twisted Cigar Box Blues.
Whoa.
And after that, I had a little tip from this girl, Terry Barr.
Yeah, she's about to go through the roof right
and
now.
And she said, you got to have this guy at Atwood Fest. I'm like, oh, okay.
And
like,
I kept
who
trying to make
it,
you
right?
listen to him. Listen, yeah. listen.
She's like, I talked to their their publicist. Dusty Bow. Dusty Bow is going to be coming out from Nashville. Great guitar player.
He's so good.
Great performer. We're really happy to have him.
And he's really cute, ladies, just in case you're wondering.
And Terry Barr will be introducing him.
Sorry, Jimmy K.
What are you sorry about? I'll be introducing Terry Barr to introduce Dusty Bow.
So here we go. The Luther Allison stage, Sunday, July 27th, Pancromatic Steel.
No, Saturday.
Saturday, July 27th. Pancromatic Steel, Moon Glow, The Flavor That Kills, Horace Green, Mojo Perry, and Dusty Bow. And let me just say, though, when you're trying to manage 30 bands and three stages and 2 days,
yes.
Tongue twisting.
I can't imagine.
Track, there's over 200 musicians. It's going to be crazy.
Oh,
the spreadsheet
you.
Is mighty, I'm sure,
yes.
right?
Yes. And we're not even talking sponsors yet.
All right.
The big stage.
Yeah. Sometime early next week, look for the full lineup at atwoodfest.com. Mm-hmm. We still got to talk about the Clyde Stubblefield stage coming up in a couple of minutes. Terry, I'm playing this song for you. Ready? Dusty Bow.
Thank you.
Max Inc. on
Civic Media.
We are local music.
He's so good.
As you let me roll, whoa. I got thunder pumping in my bones. All this time I've been putting in, now I'm gonna teach you a lesson today. Blood's burning hot like a firestorm. Whoa.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, and work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.